The sweeping edict at Yahoo that workers will no longer be allowed to work from home is still prompting heated debates, even a week on. Many hope that as a new mom, CEO Marissa Meyer would champion work-life balance. Here's NPR's Jennifer Ludden with today's Bottom Line in Business.
For nearly a decade, lawyer Shannon Higgins has worked one day a week in the basement of her Washington, D.C. row house.
So this is my setup.
Yesterday morning, she was still in yoga pants, hair uncombed, all precious time saved, which makes getting her two kids to school a bit less chaotic. Then there's the serious money saved by foregoing a dog walker, downtown parking, and lunch out. And her home office is conveniently located next to the washer and dryer.
So, you know, this is my son's bedspread because the cat got sick last night. So rather than have it sit around all day with nastiness on it, Yep,
that's dry. Yahoo's memo said, quote, speed and quality are often sacrificed when we work from home. Higgins finds that offensive. She's proud of her work and obsessed with efficiency, which she says telecommuting allows her to maximize.
It's a huge morale booster to be given that flexibility. But it also, I think, conveys a sense of trust and that, you know, we're adults.
Higgins also found the Yahoo memo hypocritical. CEO Meyer has paid to build an office nursery for her baby right next to her executive suite, a luxury others can only dream of.
Envision how that would work. Like, everyone says, okay, yeah, I'm going to bring my baby to work.
And yet, as a feminist studies major in college, Higgins admits she's torn over the biting reaction to Meyer's ban on telecommuting.
It feels yucky to me to hear this story, and I'm not happy with it. But on the other hand, it's like, well, okay, if she were a man, I think the tone would be slightly different.
In New York, lawyer and mom of three, Rebecca Hughes Parker, has worked partly at home for 8 years. She found the Yahoo memo condescending.
This kind of policy goes backwards in time to when you really had to be chained to a desk and didn't have the flexibility to run to your child's doctor's appointment, answering emails on the way if you had to, and come back. And I think it's very scary for people to think that those things are going to be taken away from them.
Like everyone interviewed for this piece, Parker says, of course, she understands FaceTime is essential now and then. And sure, Yahoo's telecommuting ban may be just what's needed in a time of crisis. But Parker resents the implication that she's slacking off when her boss can't see her.
One of the things I thought of when I read the memo was, well, if these people aren't allowed to work from home, does that mean that they don't have to answer emails when they're at home at night? So if we're going to reenact the barriers between work and home, then maybe we should reenact them.
A recent University of Iowa survey found those who work at home put in 5 to 7 hours more time a week. In fact, Yahoo's move defies a larger trend. Businesses and public agencies are pushing telecommuting for all kinds of reasons, from saving money to reducing traffic. Last year, Australia's prime minister committed to having 12% of that country's public service regularly telework by 2020. What's more, surveys show the youngest generation of workers values flexibility even more than money.
You know, I think there's a lot of disappointment.
Work-at-home dad Scott Beeson runs the blog Father's Work and Family, where he's registered dismay over the ban. He also teaches management at Fairleigh Dickinson University. Beeson says the only good thing about Yahoo's move is the backlash to it.
I'm encouraged by how much media attention this has gotten and that there's been, in many quarters, kind of questioning of this decision, showing that maybe the time is right for full public debate on the value of workplace flexibility.
In the long run, Beeson doesn't think Yahoo's ban on working at home will survive that debate. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.